Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Bell with Leading Edge Motorsports tonight. He's in Vegas. He's setting up, getting ready for Nationals, man, down there. I talked to a few people down there, and they said the track is just amazing. It's amazing. They said you can get around the whole track. All the spectators can see the whole track from outside the gates. I mean, it's going to be Rodney Rivera said it's one of the best ones he's seen since 2009, and he's been going every year. So let's talk to Greg. Let's talk to you guys and see what you think. What's up? I know we got Stockton has a race coming up, so let's hang out and maybe go race Stockton. Excuse me. But I'm down. So we're hanging out tonight. Maybe we'll get a call from our producer, Andy Fecko. I don't know. We tried to get a few other people to come on, you know, and everyone's kind of busy right now. Nat, the Super Nat, and man, I don't know. Everyone's just busy. Busy. So hang out with us, all right? We'll get through it. This is Harrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
For real.
blame for the life the tragedies claim. No matter what you say, it don't take away the pain that I feel inside. I'm tired of all the lies. Don't nobody know why. It's the blind leading the blind. Guess that's the way that the story goes. Will it ever make sense? Somebody's gotta know. There's gotta be more to life than this. There's gotta be more to everything I thought exists.
Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
come with me now. How's everyone doing out there? This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell. I've got one of my very special friends on the phone with us tonight. It's Steven the Stud Iser. Are you there, Steven?
Yes.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. I'm great. I'm great, man. You having a party over there? Having a party over there, Steven?
No.
Oh, it's hard to hear you, man. What do you got going in the background? Tell Pops to turn the TV down.
He already did.
Right on. What? Got Andy Fecko with us too, I think. Andy, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I am so good, dude. I'm so good. I just got tons of energy, and I'm all fired up, and man, I can't believe all the energy I have.
You're young at heart. That's what they say about you. You're young at heart.
Oh man, my heart's not that young anymore either. But
Steve Iser, what's he been up to, man?
Man, nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing, just always going fast.
Yeah? It's always going fast?
What?
What'd you say?
Always going fast.
All right. I like that. What do you do in the off season? You know, when you're not racing, what do you like to do? What does Steven the Stud Iser like to do besides racing?
Either practice or hang out with my family.
Nice, atta boy. You hear that out there, everybody listening? He's either wants to practice for racing or wants to hang out with the fam. Man, I mean, what more could you ask for? That's Isert. They're all of them. They're good people, man. Like that. They're fun to hang out with. Always got a good attitude, and I can't say enough about it, man. Really. Tell us a little bit about your season. I don't know if we've talked, but let's tell everyone out there about your season. How'd everything go? You raced at Davis this year?
Yeah, I got second in the points.
Second in the points there. It was real close there, wasn't it?
Yeah, both classes too.
Right? So both classes you got seconds?
Yeah, but I was tied with Eli. He beat me because of the kickbacks and the drop.
Right. That was some crazy stuff going on right there. That was wild. Yeah, you guys were tied on everything.
I never knew that could happen. Like,
I don't know if it ever happened. It might not have ever happened. That might be a first. Because, I mean, you guys were dead even, right? I mean, you were exactly tied.
Yeah, but the drop, it didn't count. So, like, Eli finished third, and I finished fourth. And so he had more poles and heat races than me.
Man.
He pretty much deserved it, but...
Right. Boy. See, man, that's what I'm talking about, everybody. That's what I'm talking about. Little Iser right there. He says he deserved it. I mean, he wanted it, you know, bad. But you did win a couple championships this year, didn't you?
Yeah. No, wait. Pre-city, yeah. In both classes.
And tell everybody which classes those are.
LO 206 Junior 1. And the Mini Swift.
Nice. So you got two firsts in the championship and two seconds in the championship. In another championship, right?
And second in KPX and second in Mattel. Fifth in SCUSA. That's about it.
you finished fifth in the SCUSA points?
Yeah. I was
first. Oh, high five. You were first?
Yeah.
Until, like, the last couple races or something, or?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I was in third in the last race, but then Logan Toke ran me over, so.
Ah, man, that's what happened. I always watch you when you're at them SCUSA events, and all of a sudden when I see you dropping through the pack, it makes me nervous. You know what I mean? I'm like, uh-oh. That's why I'll text your dad, like, right then, you know, and say, what happened? Just to make sure you're all right, you know?
Yeah, I've never got hurt in a go-kart before.
Good. Knock on wood, Bubba. That's a good thing. What's up for 2018 for Steven the Stud Icer?
We're going to do the Mini Rocks, the Sanzaru Games in Sonoma, and KPS.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
That's it. Where are you going to practice at?
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah? Good.
We might practice a lot before all the KPX races, unless there's like a race in Sonoma or something, but...
Right. Is there any of those dates that overlap? Or we don't know yet, huh? The KPX... KPX has their dates out. We just don't know where. So you're all clear? You're going to be able to hit all the races at each one of them?
I think so. But there's 9 races in Sonoma.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I like that track. Sonoma's a good track.
I like it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's pretty fast there.
First time at KPX going there.
It was?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to go there ever since I was in Kid Kart.
Did you go there last year?
No.
No, because you were racing somewhere else when KPX went there, huh?
No. It was my grandpa's funeral.
Oh, right. I remember. Man. So right on. What about Pops? What does he like to do when he's not wrenching on your go-karts?
He likes to watch football and relax.
That's good, because he doesn't do too much of that during race season. I don't know if I've ever seen him relax during race season. Maybe at dinner. That's about it. And he's back on it. He's hard working, huh?
Yeah, but he's sat down a couple of times when he's worked so hard, and he already finished.
Right. That's good. He needs to sit down every once in a while, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. So next year, a couple people are, like your main competition's moving up to Junior 2s, right? Eli Mays.
Yeah, Eli's moving up. Cole's moving up. At least I'll have Fecko and Healy.
No,
all right.
Oh, yeah,
cool. That's good.
I forgot Fecko.
Who else? Oh, yeah, he's moving up. Are you excited for that? Fecko?
Yeah, it's gonna be something else, man. We're gonna get the carts here anytime, and we'll be out practicing. You know, it's gonna be a tough field for Matt. Be good. All Steven and Eli, those guys, and Cole, they had good racing this year, and so that prepped Matt a little bit for Junior 2. But it's tough, man. It's gonna be a tough move for him. So, got to practice all winter. He's out. We were just getting done lifting weights because it's going to be a heavier go-kart and harder to drive. So he's working out 3 or 4 days a week.
Nice.
And doing Taekwondo and getting – he's got to get ripped because he's got a bigger kart around.
Right. That's cool. I think that's huge, you know, for the kids to work out and stuff in the off-season and kind of keep in shape. And I know that Eli says that he works out almost every day, you know, lifts some weights, and he's into it, man. So if the other kids are doing it, it's almost like you got to do it to even keep up the pace, you know. Steven the Stud Icer, he does whatever he wants, and he just goes out there and wins anyways. Because that's why we call him the Stud. Because that's what studs do. They just go out and win. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
But that's it. That's why I don't win too many.
That's why. But in Masters Harrell, we've got to make sure nobody works out. I mean, if one of us starts working out, that's going to ruin the whole thing. It's going to ruin the whole thing.
I think Kemp did a couple push-ups this year.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard through the grapevine he did a couple push-ups this year.
I don't know. It didn't look like it. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, it didn't look like it. But,
it didn't look like it. I'm just saying.
Right. But, cool. We're going to be driving at Prairie City more this year. So we're going to be... So you come out there and drive with us anytime, and I'm building the kid cart, actually just a motor. Oh, we got paperwork going? I'm building that motor, Steven, that alcohol motor, a Briggs alcohol motor, so that way I can drive with you guys and then go out and keep up with you guys. I'm going to get alcohol Yeah, I'm going to get an alcohol-burning animal motor going. That way I'll be able to keep up. Maybe.
Nice.
Still don't know if I'll be able to keep up. I mean, I don't know. But it'll be fast, that's for sure. For sure.
Can I ride it?
Sure, dude. You can ride anything I got anytime as long as your pop says it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. We just got to make sure it's all good with pops and you can go out there and burn them. Then I'll know how really fast it can go. Right? If I put you in it, it'll go even faster. I don't know how it is that you get in a cart and everything goes faster. How is that?
My dad was talking about like getting a shifter cart, a 125 shifter.
For him to drive around?
No, for me.
I thought. That'd be sick. That'd be sick. Because I can't think of his name right now. The guy in the shifter this year. Seth, yeah. Yeah. Seth got in the shifter this year, and he did pretty good. He didn't do so good in one race. And like, I guess he had some cart. Then he got a different cart, his old cart or something like that, and he did really good in that last race that I saw him.
Honestly?
Yeah, he was almost passing the guys.
Right. He was a stud, man. He was almost stud status, right? I mean, not as studly as you, obviously, but he was almost stud status right there. I was pretty impressed. We're going to have to get Seth on the show. Talk to him about that.
Yeah,
you know?
So. Yeah.
But, well, right on. Man, we're supposed to have a... Greg Bell, leading edge four, coming in. I don't know why we got this echo. But are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what the echo is then, I think. But I don't know if Greg will have time. Andy, I mean, he was going to maybe call in. I just don't know if he's going to. I mean, I know they're busy down there in Vegas. I heard. I talked to Rodney Rivera, and he said the track is just amazing. He said it's like all around the gated area you can watch the race. People just walking down the street and watch the race.
Yeah,
that was kind of in Lancaster too, but there was this one street, I don't remember what it's called, but that's where all the pits were. And, like, if you were in, like, a shifter or something like that, you would maybe get to see it. And then there's this big sidewalk, and it goes all the way to downtown Lancaster, and it's really cool. Like, there's a bunch of restaurants. I think there's a bar there. There's a little shop and stuff. It's really cool.
Nice, nice. Are you guys going to go down to Vegas?
No. We're going to stay home because it's my birthday weekend.
Oh, it is? What are you doing for your birthday? Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks. We're going to Universal Studios.
Oh, sweet. My birthday's in a week or something. What day is your birthday?
On Saturday.
What's the date on that day?
19th.
19th? I'm the 21st.
Ooh.
It's my birthday. Almost the same day. We're gonna have to hang out. It'll be a birthday day or something. Maybe we can. You're gonna be gone. Maybe the weekend after we can go driving or something. We can go practice.
Yeah, and
Hey, tell her we voted for him.
Yeah, we voted you for the sportsmanship driver of the year.
You did?
Yeah.
You're the man, dog. Man. You make me smile. You always make me smile. You're a good dude, Steve and I, sir. You're pops, too, man. You guys are awesome. But I think this year, even if everybody voted for me, I'd still probably lose. I don't know. But that's awesome, man. I did get it last year, too. I got it. That'd be
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Are you going to go to the Davis banquet?
Yeah, it's like in December 5th or something.
Is that what it is?
I think so. December 5th.
I don't know. I got fourth there this year at Davis. I had kind of a rough year, but I think I got everything figured out. So I should be okay this year. If I can keep my cart running, I'll be fine. You know, keep my cart doing good. But I got second at Prairie City and fourth at Davis. So it's all right. I mean, yeah, it is. Go ahead.
Good job.
But thanks, brother. Thanks, man. I'm pretty stoked, you know. It's only my second year in kart, so this will be my third season. So this year I have no excuses, right? I should have everything dialed in by now. But,
maybe.
Hoping he says, Pharrell, you know, I don't know if you're going to be quite as dialed as you think. Hopefully we get a bunch more Masters this year. You guys are all listening out there, man. Jump into 206. And I don't know if I know that KPX is going to have at 40 and over. So I don't know about club racing. Are they going to do 35 still for Masters? I wonder. Or are they going to go to that 42? Does your dad know anything about that?
I don't think everyone's decided yet, you know. I mean, it seems like the clubs are still a little up in the air on the schedule right now. What the classes are going to be. I mean, you know, I like KPX because they get that info out early, you know, and then they do the surveys and stuff like that. That's all real important to obviously serve the customer, right? That's us, the racers. So,
Organized. Black about it.
I think the clubs are still kind of getting their act together on, you know, who's going to do what, you know, and stuff like that. So,
To figure out so they don't step on each other's toes is what they try to do, you know. So, and I don't know if they're going to do the Saturday if there's races. I mean, they're going to stack on top of each other, I imagine, you know, a race or two. There's just too many around to not stack on each other, you know. So I'm sure we will. I know the last year they did a Saturday and a Sunday race, you know, back-to-back. And from what I heard, that it was like the lowest numbers they had on the Saturdays. So I don't know if people don't like to race on Saturday because they can't practice Friday, or I don't know. But I know that I'm going for the championship this year, Prairie City. I want that championship. I'm shooting for it. So,
then you'll get – then at Davis, you'll get the sportsmanship because I'll vote for you.
You're the man. Did I ever tell you that? You're the man, Stephen Isert. I'm going to give you like 19 high fives in a row when I see you. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. You'll have to set aside like 5 minutes for me because that's a lot of high fives. You know what I mean? 19 of them. So.
Yeah.
When did they have the – does Sonoma have their schedule out yet for next year?
Yeah, does Sonoma have their schedule out? Not yet.
Just Rock
Challenge. All right.
But they have Rock Challenge of the Americans.
Oh, yeah, huh? You have a chance to maybe be going to Italy or something. Right?
No, Phoenix, Sonoma.
LA and Vegas.
But didn't I hear something about one of the, like, the top kids get a vibe for going overseas and racing over in Europe or something? Something like that? I don't know.
I haven't heard much about it.
Right, I thought maybe it wasn't The Rock. I don't know. One of them, a few of the kids that, you know, win or get the top places, they get to go and have a chance to go overseas. If you get in, you know, I don't know, whatever position, you know. I think if you win. Who was telling me about it?
I think it was Thornton.
Was it? Oh,
I
yeah,
think
well,
so,
huh.
Because he was talking to me about it in Lancaster. He was telling me, like, about he was doing Rock, the Florida Winter Tour and stuff.
Right.
Winter Tour, though.
It might be Florida Scusa.
Oh, gotcha. And the Rock thing in Sonoma, that's just Sonoma, right? That's nothing.
Yeah. Rock Sonoma for the San Zurigans.
So Rock Phoenix is January 26th, 27th.
Rock in Phoenix is January 25th and 26th and 27th.
And Cal Speed.
At Cal Speed, it is
23rd, 25th of February.
February
25th.
23rd, 25th. All right.
Sonoma
April,
is April
13th through the
15th.
So you guys don't really have a lot of time off.
That's going to be on my dad's birthday.
Nice. He's going to take you racing on his birthday?
Yeah.
Man, he's a good
dad. I don't think he really cares. He don't like parties.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not a big party dude. My kind of party is like Chuck E. Cheese and a bunch of kids and, I mean, just eating pizza and playing games. That's my kind of party. That's what we do.
Yeah. All I do at arcades is do racing games.
That's me, too. We'd get along just great there. He'd probably still beat me there, though. I don't know if I could even...
Rock the Rio.
And in the Rock Cup, it's called the Rock the Rio. It's for the championship. It is in...
November 30th. Through
December 3rd is...
Where's that at?
In Vegas.
2 weeks before...
2 weeks... After Supernats.
Will it be on the same course as the Supernats? Will they set it up and then you guys will run on that?
Before.
It's actually before the Supernats. That's really weird.
Next year.
Right. So, but I mean, will they set up the Supernats racetrack and then you guys will race that same track the week before or something?
I don't know yet.
It'll be just a totally separate track and everything.
It might be like Santa Maria, like they did the IKF Grand Nationals and then SCUSA. It might be like that. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask him.
Gotcha. Right.
Like what?
Is it going to be the Vegas and then...
2 weeks later, it'll be Supernats.
It's actually 2 weeks later, it'll be Supernats. So, like...
So it probably won't be the same track then. Right?
Maybe, I don't know yet. It might be in the convention center, I'm not sure.
Same place.
It's in the same place.
Is it? Are they going to do the same track as the SCUSA guys? Are they going to just set up the track early and have them race on it?
Yeah.
Nice. Man, that'll be cool then, huh?
Yeah,
what's the deal with the Rock? Tell me a little bit about the Rock. What's the Rock motor? What's the whole deal with it? Tell me a little bit about it, Steven.
To have good competition and not have to go down south.
The idea of it is to have good competition and not go south. That's our only thing.
Try
not to travel as far? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, try not to go to, like, SCUSA and stuff, where it's all in, like, Lancaster and L.A. and stuff.
Right. What about how big is the motor?
I'm not sure. What's the motor?
Rock.
No, like.
How big is it?
60cc.
It's a 60cc.
Vortex rock.
Okay. They haul butt, huh?
They've been around for a while.
They've been around for a while, and then they
Hunter Kelly.
Hunter Kelly used to drive them.
Okay. Cool. How fast are they compared to the 206? Like, are they as fast as your Mini Swift?
Tell them Greg's calling in.
Yeah,
right.
I think they're, like, exactly the same. Greg texted my dad, and he said that he's going to call right now.
Okay, cool. Right on. Are you going to be a leading edge team still next year?
Yeah.
Praga
Nation for life.
Nice. That a boy. Give it up for Praga, huh? What you got to do. I think that's Greg Bell right there. I think I'll just bring him right on. I think it is. Mr. Bell.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man? Glad to hear from you, dude.
Yeah, pretty busy week.
Yeah, I bet. Busy weeks, huh? Just leading up to it is a busy for you.
Yeah, it's been crashed for 2 weeks now, so that's the way it goes, right?
That's it. That's it. You got to make hay while the sun shines, is what they say, right?
Right, that's right.
What? How many guys you got under your tent down there?
Six drivers on eight classes. So I got Gary Carlton and Jeremy Iglesias on both KZNS1. And so it's pretty good tent, actually. I'm pretty excited about the possibility.
Right. I saw a little article or something, and it said, you know, that you're always in the hunt for a win when you go to those big events. They're giving you some big props.
I don't know who wrote that, so yeah. But yeah, you know, we're always
whoever you paid off.
That's yeah, maybe. You never know.
Man, could you guys say something nice about me? Here's a couple bucks. Buy yourself something nice.
Well, that's how you buy ice cream,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how you buy some ice
Heck
cream.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So
man, so tell us a little bit about it down there. You got down there. I heard the track is just awesome this year.
It's going to be a good track. It's a little difficult to see, you know, so for the mechanics and whatnot, unless they have some really good stands, I think it might be a little difficult in order to see what the go-kart's doing. So that'll create a little difficulty if they're not super good on the data side of things.
Right.
For us, it's no big deal because we're great on the data side of things. Probably one of our, you know, one of our, you know, strong suits. And yeah, but the track is going to be, it's super tight. Racy. I think that it's going to be a pretty good year. I think they've done the homework yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, you go ahead. They've done their homework.
Yeah, so I think, you know, Scoose has done their homework and got a few 100,000 more square feet to play with, and they've utilized it all pretty well. Pitch laid out really nice. You know, moving in was really easy. A little more organized than usual. I think you know, for sure, Scoose has done a great job kind of getting us in here.
He does the top notch show on old Tom, doesn't he, man? He does it right. He's no joke.
He does. I mean, you know, he employs the right amount of people and gets the job done. And you know, we've been following the Scoose platform for quite a few years. I mean, over 20 now. And you know, prior to him owning it, Jim Murley owned it. And it's just a different level of karting. You know, there's been other promoters who have not done the same thing. They just haven't been able to stick around as long as this guy has. And, you know, he listens to the racer, he listens to the teams, and he tries to, you know, put forth his best effort. So, you know,
that's why you get
over 500. That's why you get over 500 entries at the biggest race in the world.
Dang, yep. In the world, huh? The biggest race in the world.
Yep.
For go-karts, it's the biggest
today,
race.
Today, it's the biggest race in the world. For asphalt go-karts, not, you know, dirt racing and stuff like that, they'll pull, you know, 1,000 at a big money show. But for asphalt, you know, shifter cart stuff, tag stuff, it's definitely the biggest race in the world.
Wow, that's amazing. I know that when you go
there,
it's hard to find somebody that even speaks English, man. You're speaking all kinds of different languages. There's people from all over the world, huh?
It's the best of the best. I mean, everybody kind of comes here to show themselves against the best in the world. And, you know, Supernats, you know, used to be the World Championships was the race you go to showcase yourself. And not that it isn't, but it's a European race with the European Union. Now, with the Supernats, because it's a one-off race, they feel they can come over here and be competitive because, you know, not everybody else gets to learn the track and whatnot. We go over there to race, you know, they've always got a little foot up on us because, you know, they live there. They know the tracks, right? You come
here,
and we know the tracks. So, you know, they're not really interested in doing that either because it's like, okay, well, we're going to go there and they're going to kick our ass because they know the tracks. But you go to the venue like this, temporary, new every year almost, and bam, you know, all of a sudden they can come and play on the level playing field. Let's see who the best is.
Right.
It's turned into the big showcase, you know.
That's amazing. I heard that it's really good for the spectators this year to watch. Like you can cruise around the outside and see a lot of the race.
So what Tom did this year, because it's on the strip, you know, we butt up against the Doc Biggs Boulevard. He's got a beer garden and everything going in down there, so you can go watch it. It's a spectator, drink some beers. There's a sideshow where you can go and get into some bleachers down there. It's going to be, I think, for the spectator, you know, on that side and on the side of the track where you can get to, I think it's going to be really good viewing. I'm hoping, like I said, that we get a nice stand where we can see a lot of the track too.
Right.
By far, the racing is going to be insane. I mean, there's 96 entries in Tag Senior. That's no joke.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
I mean,
100 cars, man.
Two-thirds of the field's going home. Can't make it.
Wow.
They're gridding,
there's
they're
only
gridding 44. Yeah,
44.
44. Tag Junior, like 68 or 72 or 78, something like that. They're like 10 short, and they'll probably get walk-ups to fill the 10 that they didn't get in there. It's going to be an 88-car field. Again,
wow.
Two-thirds goes home.
Wow. Wow,
I mean,
man.
So
and there's some of them that are shoot-in, right? Like you already got an invite if you, like, won scooter or something.
If you're up
here.
If you run up front, yeah, I think if you run up front or, you know, you run scooter or something, you get a for-sure deal into the, you know, into the show. Those guys are going to be there already anyway. I mean, they're, you know, you don't come to this thing, you know, 96 entries in Tag Senior, that's because there's a lot of Europeans and everything else that are badasses. Yeah, the Americans that run the Pro Tour, I think, have a for sure number in the main event. You know, but on the backside of that, they're going to be up there anyway. I mean, most of them, you know.
Right, right. That's why they can say,
work
you
shoot
if they know you're going to be. Right.
Right. Exactly.
They already know where you're going to probably, you know, I mean, you know where you kind of rate, right? It's just like, it's kind of like going to the club and you kind of know where you run at, you know what I mean? Even with the Euros and stuff, you kind of know where you sit, right, when you're coming into it comparatively because you can see what they rate.
And Manny is another class. I mean, there's over 80 in that thing.
Man.
80 cadets, you know, and Manny. Micro, they've got 40... I think. I mean, it's
man.
A joke.
That's,
I mean, these guys
crazy.
There's a big field too, you know. So
do you race on Sunday, or do you? That's the big race on Sunday. So do you have all the way to Saturday to try to make that?
How our deal works? Yeah. So how our deal works here is they split the mornings and afternoons. So there'll be four classes in the morning, four classes in the afternoon. So start Wednesday morning. It's like, you know, we have S1. You know, we have three drivers in that. Mini, and I think, yeah, so we have S1 and Mini in the morning, but so there's four classes in the morning, four classes in the afternoon. So Wednesday, Thursday, we're on track for half days, right? You know, team owners are all day. You know, we don't get a break, but other people, so half days. And then start Thursday or Friday, we'll do like one or two warm-up sessions. No, one warm-up. Qualify, one heat race on Friday, both morning and afternoon. Saturday, we do two or three heat races each day. Oh, my roommate's telling me Friday is two heat races, Saturday is two heat races, three heat races.
Okay.
So,
and add all that.
One at an LCQ, and then Sunday puts you into the, you know, you make the main event by Saturday. You know that you're in the main event. And then Sunday is all main events. So they run eight main events.
So a lot
of
guys are just packing
stuff
up and then hanging out for Sunday to watch the races, but they'll be all packed up the first one's out of them.
Absolutely. Yep. But, like, you can't, you know, we're stuck here until Sunday night. We can't leave until Sunday night. But, like, I suggest, you know, NorCal people, SoCal people, whoever's listening to this show right now, you want to come and see some amazing go-kart racing and look at amazing talent. To see where, you know, what is the biggest level in karting, this is a race to go to. Because you're going to, I mean, if you love karting, you are an enthusiast like all of us are, you're going to come here and be like, holy smokes, are you kidding me? I mean, you come and watch the KZ race and the S1 race, you're going to be like, what? How are these guys even doing this stuff?
Right.
I mean, they're professionals, you know?
Right. Well, I know that last year there was like three or four like F1 guys that came, right?
A couple years back, I think 2012 or 13, F1 guys came in.
And I mean, nothing against the F1 guys, but I heard they got smoked. They were running around in the back.
Oh, yeah, but you know, Gary Carlton, you know, he's driving for us all year long. He's a factory driver over at F4FK. And you know, he says, he goes, Greg, he goes, the F1 drivers, the Le Mans drivers, all those guys, like right now, because all their stuff's over with, they'll be at the racetrack with, you know, and they'll be, you know, driving with us. And we go out there and you'll see everybody we look up to, all the F1 drivers that we look up to. And it's like, holy smokes, one day maybe, you know, they walk up to you and be like, dude, you are a freaking badass. It's like, yeah, I am. You are. He's like, no, you don't get it. You are where we want to be. This is raw racing. And you guys, they put the pro carters over in Europe on a pedestal. Professionals, F1 guys and whatnot, they're putting them up there, you know? Like, you guys have it harder than we do. You guys are badass. You know, they'll go out and drive with them and whatnot, and they'll just kick their ass. I mean, bottom line.
Right.
And it's just crazy to think that way, but, you know, that's the difference, you know? There's a lot of respect in Europe for carters. A lot of respect.
It is like a whole different beast, right? I mean, you're talking no suspension and it's a totally different beast and a totally different driving style than ripping around in a car, right?
Well, yeah, and I think what they're saying too, Harold, is that, you know, we go out in F1 cars and, you know, we're not really ever racing very often with people. We're driving on the racetrack and doing our thing, and every once in a while we get in a dogfight. And, you know, it's a good dogfight, but, you know, it's not like every single lap, every single second of the race. And that's why I watch, you know, these kids that are, you know, just call them pro go-karters in Europe. And, you know, it's 25 laps of dogfight, tooth and nail. I mean, you're fighting for every single inch of the racetrack. And that's what they looked up to, because they're like, man, that's I wish we were back doing that, you know?
Right. Getting back to the roots, right?
Yep.
I mean, in the top 20 guys will be within a tenth.
In what class?
In any given class, say. Well, let's just do the class.
In 90, that, like, KZ will probably be the top 15 guys will probably be within a tenth. I would say, like, in the tag senior deal, you probably will qualify the entire field within a second.
Wow.
I mean, you think about 96 go-karts within a second.
Right.
I mean, let's just say on the far, far, far left is going to be like, okay, we got like 10 slow people here that just wanted to race, which is cool, right, because they want to race against the super fast people. But then maybe, you know, I would say the majority of that field probably 5/10.
Man, that is just insane.
That is insane.
I mean, we're talking,
it's going to be a dogfight.
I mean, we're talking a half a wheel, you know, a quarter of a wheel length, you know what I mean? Inches is going to be,
people don't equate to 5/10. Like, you don't equate to 5/10 of being like an eternity. But, like, just for instance, you're going down the back straightaway, and from the time you come off of the bowl, you know, the bus stop deal, and you go just past the telephone pole that splits the straightaway almost in half, that's half second.
Right.
That's how much distance you have to travel to be a half second faster.
Right. Gotcha.
I mean, you're only talking about, you know, 70 feet, 100, 150 feet, whatever it is.
Right. I mean, it is.
Not
it is
that much.
I mean, a half a second's a lifetime in racing. You know what I mean? Especially when you get up to, like, you know, I'm at the point now where it's like, I don't even think I'm taking off tenths. I'm happy when I get, like, you know, hundreds I'm taking off of my lap times now,
yeah.
You know? It's like,
well, the last 2/10 are the hardest.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it is. It's amazing. It really is. And then to be consistent in them last 2/10, too, that's the big thing. That's
exactly.
Consistency is where it's at, you know? Even if you're a little slower than the next guy, if you can do it every lap, then you're going to be in the money, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
My last race at Prairie City, I was I don't remember what my time was. I think it was 52s we were running that day. It was like a 52.3, 52.3, 52.3, 52.3, 52.3. It was the first time that I really was very, very consistent across the board. You know, I had tons of laps. I mean, more than half the
race.
Were
they running an oval that day or something?
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. it was amazing. I had an awesome day that day, actually.
You dominated that day.
It was incredible. I don't know what happened. It was. But there's one more race actually coming up. Everybody, if you're out there listening, Stockton's having a race. They're doing a turkey bowl. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a good race to go to. So if you guys are around, get out there and go support Stockton. I think I'm going to probably go. Is that next weekend or the weekend after?
Well, it probably is next weekend. Just thinking next weekend is Turkey Thanksgiving. Because this weekend coming up would be this weekend. But next week going to be after this weekend, which is next weekend, which is after Thanksgiving.
A lot of people get that mixed up. Right. I'm mixed up. I'm already confused. I'm easily confused, though. I'm kind of blown away. So there's I don't know how many, let's say 90 guys, 50 of them go home, or 46 of them, right?
Yeah.
46 of them do not make it.
There's 96, so that'd be 52 go home.
52 of them, man, go there and go race, and they may not. Do you go till Saturday period? Like if you don't get booted out Friday, right?
Yeah, you're
everybody
you're
gets
an
race
LCQ. So like if you don't, so like 38 or 40 will go to the main event, right? And then they'll fill the other 4 or 6 spots off an LCQ race Saturday night. Or Saturday, whenever whether it be morning or night, you know, the last race you race is going to be to get you into the main event. And hey, brother, there's going to be 56 or 52 in that LCQ race.
And how many do they take from the LCQ?
Six.
So out of 56,
yeah.
50 of them are going home out of the LCQ. That's it. You get one more chance.
And then, if you're really good, you get to be in the back of the A main of 96 starting. Now you're 1 of 44, which is quite honestly. I mean, honestly, in tech senior, making the main event is a feat all in itself. Because I'll tell you how it is. We run three or four heat flights. You know, heat races. So A, B, C, D flights. Okay, so there'd be 25 almost in each flight, 23, whatever it is. And you're going to race A, you're going to race B, A's going to race C, A's going to race D. Got it? So now you have three heat races. You race everybody across the board, and you can't have one mistake. One mistake meaning like, I thought I had that corner, I didn't, and you're out that heat race. You might just pack your bags and go eat your soup right now because you're done.
Right? For real.
You will not recover from a mistake. So you have to have a good qualifying session, 3 flawless heat races in order to be 1 of the 44.
Man, so you got to have a perfect everything to get 44th.
To be in 1 of the 44. I mean, that's not a joke. I mean, I tell all of my guys, I'm like, listen, we're not racing heat races. We're surviving, you know.
Right.
And S1 and KZ, when there's, they all make it in, we can race. But when we have kids in these classes that, are over 44, we're not here to race the heat races. We're here, we qualified. If we can go forward without, what I call a 1 to 10 pass, like if it's 10, it's like easy. The probability of making a 1 is pretty hard. So it's like, okay, well, do I want to take a chance to make a number 1 pass and maybe get wadded up into the wall? They get their asses chewed when they come in and they pull that shit, even if that makes it happen. Because the next time, it's not going to work.
You
know,
1%
chance
right,
versus 100% chance,
It's
a lot of mindset going into this deal, and we got a lot of work going to make it to Sunday. It's not it's not like, those guys are good. Yeah, we're good. But there's 96 other kids that are good, too.
Do you guys use pit boards
there's
and
no
stuff
room.
When you're there? And you talk to your driver?
No. They have no time to look at us. None. It's a busy track.
Right.
And you're in a barrel. Like, you're in a barrel. Like, if you make a mistake left or right, that wall is going to eat you up. It's different than racing on a racetrack with no walls. Can't drop a wheel here.
Right.
You drop a wheel here, and you just total the go-kart.
I love you, Greg Bell.
Thank you.
Man, that's one of your drivers there. We got Steven the Stud Isert.
Kid's been kicking some butt this year, I tell you what. Pretty proud of him, too.
Right? That's why
one
we call him the Stud.
That's right.
He's going to do some rock stuff this year, he's saying. He's going places, man. That's like one of my favorite drivers right there.
He's
my little buddy. He's a good one, man. And his pops too. You know, Chad. He's a good dude, man. They got a good family there. That's what it's all about.
You know, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
You know, Stevie's coming a long way this year. He's he raced pro kart all year long, and then the whole 206 series deal, and a lot of club racing. And I tell you, I mean, he's putting the time in order to be a great driver, and that's what it takes. Can't just do it playing video games and sitting on the couch. That don't work anymore, you know.
Right.
So,
I asked him what he likes to do in the off season, and he says, "Well, I like to practice or hang out with my family."
Yep.
That was his answer. I said, "Dang, man, what a great
example that is,
you know, for other kids." Right.
Yep.
And you know what? Good kids come from good parents. You know, that's what I always say.
You got
little brat kids, you probably got little brat parents, you know. But you got good kids, and you probably got good parents. So, good job, Isert.
It's funny how that works out.
I like when people say, "My kids are out of control. I don't know what to do." I'm like, "Well, what do you mean? Look at you. I mean, what do you mean?
Change what you're doing. What you do, change what you're doing."
Right, because kids don't do what you say. They do what you do. Right?
It's okay when they do shit wrong and you give them a little tap on the back and backside and be like, "You're not doing that again."
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It's
they
all about discipline.
Status.
You know, hey. I grew up, I messed up, I got knocked across the floor. And it's okay. I mean, I look at it back then like, man, my dad was an ass. But I look at it today like, thank you, Dad. Because I have respect for everybody. Everybody, you know.
You do.
For sure. Everybody.
It's obvious. It's obvious that you do.
Yep.
And one of the things I really like about you is you're very consistent in everything you do, you know. It's not like one day you're being a jerk. And the next day, you're very consistent across the board, and I can appreciate that.
Yep, thank you very much.
I think the parents try to be too much of friends these days. They forget
that
they're supposed to be a parent. You know what I mean? It's like, first and foremost, you got to be a parent. You know what I mean? And you got to teach that kid how to be in life because they need to be an asset in life, right? If you don't teach them, they don't know anything. So take that to heart, parent.
I mean, it's hard to balance that deal of, you know, I don't want to be the bad guy, but I don't want you to turn into the bad guy either. So
exactly. That's a good way to put it. I don't want to be the bad guy, but I don't want you to turn into a bad guy. So I'd rather be the bad guy right now so you don't turn into the bad guy.
That's why it's hard. Not everybody wants to be a parent.
Well, Bill, that's awesome. That's Leading Edge Motorsports, man. You guys need anything out there, call Greg, man. I really suggest getting some kind of driver coaching, you know, if you're getting into it or if you want to step it up to the next level, definitely try to get some help, you know, and give Greg a call because he's always, you know, looking for people to come under the tent, you know, more the merrier under his tent, and just give him a call. And like I say, I think
we're here to help people.
Always here
to help. Even if you're not on our stuff and you have a problem, don't hesitate to ask. I know a lot of people look at me like, man, you're hard to approach. I'm like, no, I'm always got something on my mind, so I might look like I'm, you know, hard to approach, but really all you got to do is say hello and I'll stop thinking what I'm thinking about. Just, you know.
Right. You might have to wait 5 minutes because you might be in the middle of something. He'll definitely make
maybe not.
I
always help who I can help. I mean, if I can help you, I'm going to help you.
Right. I love that.
All right.
How's the scene between, let's say, this event here and like a normal pro car event or normal SCUSA event? Is it a little more like everything's under wraps? Because I know when you get to like SCUSA events, it's not everyone's not telling you really much. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, I mean it's you know, when you get to this level, you've already asked for all the help you need, right? I mean, it's not like you go, man, what gear you running, man? You know what you're getting at, man? You know, hey, I tell all my people, it's like, look, if we want to be a hero, let's do it on Monday. Because Sunday, we want to win a race. And they're like, what's that mean? I'm like, well, when you're sitting there having a beer tonight, or a cocktail, or whatever you're doing, and you're talking to your buddy, and you tell him what flex lights you have, what jetting you have, what tire pressure you're running, and what axle you have in it, you just let them win the race instead of us having it figured out before they figured it out.
Right.
Because that's the dynamics of a go-kart. You know, you get the tire pressure right, you got the right axle in it, jetting's right. Now it's just a driver's deal. And you got the go-kart over you now, now the driver can go drive it. But
right.
If you're struggling to get that set up on there, and we got it before you, now we have an advantage for you. You know,
right.
So this
right.
isn't the place to be talking to everybody about your setup. This is the place to be having
right.
a beer and talking about sports. You go talk about
right.
sports, and as long as it doesn't have go-karting in it, you can talk all you want.
Right.
It's not. Yeah, a lot of people come here and they're like, man, they're overwhelmed. And you know, I need help. And it's like, yeah, sorry, that's not our deal this
right.
weekend. Sorry.
That's right. Call it Monday.
Monday,
I got
you. Know,
I got you on Monday.
these guys spend a lot of money to be under any one of these tents out here in order to get the advice and the tuning secrets that they need in order to be competitive. You know, people don't
right.
spend a lot of money to be under your tent just because they want to have beers and hot dogs. It's because you're the king and they trust you to give them what they need to go be competitive. That's what it's all about. It's about being competitive.
I want to be under your tent for hot dogs.
Well, when we have a hot dog event, I'll let you know.
All right, you're the man.
Right now we're having the biggest race in the world event. That's what we're doing now.
Right, and I probably wouldn't. I probably would be way too intimidated just walking up to the place. I still might have a chance to go. I don't think I can, but the Keys I know are going to go down. I might be able to hitch a ride, but shoot, I'm going to go to Hawaii here in a couple of weeks or a month or so. So I don't know if I can. I got to kind of.
I'm going to tell you right now. Get your shit on a Greyhound bus and get up here and experience one of the coolest things you'll ever experience in karting.
Oh, man, dude.
It'll
yeah, that's what everyone
you,
says,
it'll take your whole show to a different level.
Right.
You do a live deal here and talk to some of the NorCal shops that are here, you'll be like, holy cow. You walk through the front gate,
right.
and you're like, where's the racetrack? Because I can tell you right now, the first 350 or 400 feet, yeah, shoot, more than that almost, actually, 1,300 feet of pit spots. First 1,300 feet when you walk through the gate is pit spots.
Wow.
Then you get to the racetrack. But you don't get
wow.
the racetrack yet because then you have a tire desk and everything else they're doing up there. And then they have some bleachers, and then you get to the racetrack. So really it's about 1,700 feet.
Man.
So put 1,700 feet into perspective, that's bigger than Davis.
Right.
It's a different deal, dude.
That's crazy. It is.
Deal.
It really is. It is.
Text me later your cell phone number, and tomorrow I'll shoot a small video and I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool.
It's no
awesome.
Joke. It is no joke.
Okay. For sure. I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to get
here.
If I can't get down there, I want someone to do a live broadcast for me on Saturday.
That'd be
cool. We'll get someone down there, and we'll just do it live on the radio, and they can call in, and I don't know, just walk around and do some interviews and stuff. I don't know who we're going to get to do it, but Andy and I have been talking about trying to get someone to do it down there. And so maybe we can do it, or maybe we'll just make it down there. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a wild hair and
just make it down. Quit talking and start walking.
Man, I love it. All right. Well, man, I'm going to do my best. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my
all
best.
Right.
I would sure love to be down there. And I sure appreciate you taking time out of your day or evening, because I know that you're busy as heck right now. Have you guys been on the track yet? Or not? You
no, we'll walk it today, but, you know, first time on the track is Wednesday morning.
Gotcha.
With motors. So, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And that's for everybody. You'll have everybody out, the morning session and the afternoon session. Gotcha.
Correct.
So
yep.
Wednesday, 500-plus carters out on that track. That place is going to get gripped up like a summer gun, huh? There's going to be rubber everywhere after that first day.
Let's hope.
Right.
That's when things get fast. We're not throwing
right.
a top sliding. That's when we get serious.
Right, right.
So,
no doubt.
Yeah, that's
all
right,
well, good
thing.
Luck.
So many people come in here and they're like, they chase the track for the first 2 days. I'm like, man, I don't even care about the first 2 days. Just get the gearing right, get your bearings together. Let's worry about Friday. First 2 days
right.
are just having fun. We're not throwing shit at the go-karts. We're not going crazy trying to find the loose that's going to be loose setup. Nope. We're just
right.
little things here and there, writing the notes down, getting ready to go for Friday.
Because it's
you know?
Going to change hugely, right, throughout the first couple
all
days. I mean,
week
by Friday,
long.
It's going to be, right?
All week long. You're going to be, there's no bullshit. You're going to be Thursday going, man, I'm pretty good. I'm fucking pretty good, right? Man, I'm good. And then guess what happens on Friday? Oh, 500 sets of tires goes on the racetrack to go qualify. Right? 500 sets of tires. Now all of a sudden you were really, really good on Thursday when it was not so gripped up. And now 500 sets of tires go on the racetrack and maybe hopefully let's hope it's not before the guy that has the wrong axle in because he was sliding around a little bit because come Friday, he's going to be two-wheeling because we went the wrong way.
Right.
It's,
wow.
It'll change that drastically all day long.
That's
you got to be
insane.
In the game. Yeah.
Right. That's why you
yeah.
do so well, man, because that's what you're all about, you know. And, man, I hope you guys do good. I hope you guys win. I want to see you win a couple of classes, you know. That'd be amazing.
That's the goal.
Right.
We're running 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Yeah, 4 classes, and we're going to take home 4 trophies. That's what the goal is.
Nice.
Win a
very,
win
very.
And chicken dinner. That's all they're going to be
that's
saying
right.
on Sunday.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
They're always saying winning never gets old.
Right?
That's what
you
we
know,
do it for.
That's
what we do.
You know, I always said that I don't like driving around by myself. I'd rather race with a bunch of guys. But, you know, when you're out there by yourself and you're in first, it's okay to drive by yourself. I don't mind that. It's okay.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, brother. Well, I got a long day ahead of me. I'm going to get some Z's. And
all right.
We'll see you down here on Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to do my best, man, and good luck to you, man. I'm going to be, we'll definitely be following everything you guys do on, is it Race Hero?
That's Race, yeah, Race Hero, and, just download the SCUSA app off of the SCUSA, you know, Supercars USA website, and download the SCUSA app, and then you can Race Hero and everything there, and you can follow the races there, and sometimes cool. they do some live feed stuff, so. You can get on
right,
it.
Right. And they are doing, it's going to be televised, right? It just won't be right away?
Yeah, I think, it usually takes about a month and a half for them to get all the, you know, cuts and everything done and merge together and to get their deal done. But, yeah, it's going to be televised three airings or something like that. So you got three primaries and then 3 rerun type of deals. So 6 airings. And they're shooting it. They're going to actually televise, you know, worldwide. So they'll be televising over the sea too. So
sweet,
it'll be a big show.
That's like our show. That's like our show, man. We're worldwide. You know, we're on the web, so we're worldwide.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the Norwegians are on. The Norwegians are on tonight again. Hey, Greg, thanks, man, for taking the time. Thanks for the. I know we had late notice. We had some stuff happen. Thanks for filling in, man. You're always a star.
You
thank you.
You have a great day, guys. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Greg.
We got it. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See you, guys.
See ya. Thanks.
All right, man. That's Greg Bell, man. He's, I can't say enough about it, you know. I really can't. He's amazing. Blows my mind. Blows my mind. It's how he rolls with it, you know. Oh, did we get Stevens out of here, too, I guess. It's just me and you, Fecko. Man, we're going to cut it short a little bit tonight. Go ahead.
Greg always steps up, man. Greg always, I mean, think about seeing Greg, like, out at the local tracks and stuff. Greg's, a world-caliber go-kart tuner and racer, right? And we've got him, like, in our backyard. And Greg's the kind of dude where you can talk to him, like, at any time. You just walk up to Greg, what's going on, here's what I got happening, And Greg will help you every time. He's never, no, I'm too busy, or no, I don't know what your go-kart is or anything like that. It doesn't matter what kind of go-kart you have, or if you're brand new, or if you've been there for years, Greg will help you, right? And he's world-class, and he's in our backyard. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is kind of cool to, you know, have that kind of, like you say, a world-class tuner just right there at the track all the time, you know, and willing to high-five and just, you know, rub skin with you, you know? I mean, you don't get that. You go to an event like this right now, Supernats, and you won't even, no one will even look at you. You know, you just try to look at their pit, and they're going to zip up the zippers. You know, it's just, it's that tight. So.
Right. Right.
Really cool. It's really, really cool.
He's just a good dude, man. Just an all-around good dude. Yeah, giving
right,
us a
right,
bunch of time
right.
on a Monday night when he's down at Supernats is pretty awesome. So,
right.
So yeah, man, we got to find somebody. We got to find somebody to do trackside interviews, man. Who's going down? I mean, besides Terrell, it sounds
no,
like Terrell's going down for real. He's going, you're
well,
going down for
know,
real, right?
Well, you know, if we had the budget in our budget, but there's not a lot of budget in the Hump Day with Terrell show. Kind of like our budget is like there isn't one.
Well, after you paid me and remodeled the studio and all that, yeah, there's just not much left. I mean, there wasn't any
right.
before.
Right.
And then we did all
there's
that
really
stuff, and now
out.
there's it started on go back to zero. Yeah, yeah.
Right. We're going to have to get up $12 again.
Yeah, so maybe it was just, you know, like if somebody goes down, if you're listening to the show or you know somebody who's going down there and isn't going to be all busy racing, is just going down for the spectacle, they're a potential candidate to be hired by the Hump Day with Terrell show, I would say. I mean, like anybody, like the bar is low there, to walk around with their cell phone and call us on Wednesday night or maybe even do a special on Saturday night and just talk to some folks around the pit, you know. We appreciate it. I bet everyone up here would appreciate it down in person. So give us a holler, man. Text Terrell, text Andy. Get a hold of us on Facebook. And if you're going down there and just want to be our man on the street or a lady on the ground, we're up for it, right? Like any all-comers.
All right. For sure, for sure. It could be your big break. You could be big radio, big-time radio, like me and Fecko.
Right. Look what it's done for our careers and our bank accounts and stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean,
for sure.
I mean, we were nobodies, and now we're still kind of nobodies, but we got a radio show and we're nobodies, right? So that's
right.
Cool.
Now we're nobody with a radio show, at least.
Right.
I love it. I love
it. Oh, man.
We're going to have
yeah,
to figure
I'm
it out.
You.
Maybe Wednesday we can get Alex Keys out here, too. I talked to him. He's just in school, but he said he'd love to come on the show. He's been on a few times, and he's a Rebel Rallycross. That's what he's done this year, you know, and he might even be moving up to the big class next year and be, you know, racing against Speed and those guys, you know, up against the big wigs and, you know, Tanner Faust and all those guys. So, I mean, it's really cool to, you know, hear from him, and he travels around, and, you know, he's a professional race car driver, you know, and anytime we can get the pros on here to talk to us, we love it because we just like to soak in that information, you know, can learn a lot from guys like Bell and even like Iser, you know, I mean, they're just a plethora of knowledge, you know, I mean, when you've been tuning and when you're tuning and you're tuning for your kid or other people and you're up front, you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You
so
too,
what you're though. Saying is that he's a somebody and he's coming on the Nobody Show. That's cool. That's
right.
A good yeah, right? I mean, he's somebody.
Right. Right.
Right.
We've
right.
had a couple somebodies
right.
on our show once in a while. Usually it's just me and you, a couple of nobodies. But we get some somebodies
right.
on here sometimes.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Who else is coming on Wednesday is Jorge and Jackson Menchu. You know, if you guys know them from the cadet class at KPX, man, Jackson's fast, you know. And his
right.
dad, Jorge,
right.
just kind of coming on and – so we'll kick off, maybe kick off the show with them and see if we can get Alex Keys on too and maybe get a report from Supernats, from Brian Arakai or somebody like that who else is going down there, right? And we'll fill it up. There's a lot of stuff happening right now.
Cool, cool, cool. We're going to do some stuff up north too. We're going to start following some other series and stuff. We're going to kind of broaden our scope per se, and try to get out there a little more. You know, since we are, you know, on the interweb, we can go anywhere. You know, we've got listeners in Canada and Germany and Norwegians. Where?
Yeah, the Norwegians are strong. They're big. Norwegians are big on the Harrell Show. Big, 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 big Harrell Show fans. In Norway,
big,
in Norway.
Man. It's crazy.
Huge.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. It trips me out too. But anyways, man, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Man, we didn't really have a plan for tonight and actually ended up pretty good. So if you're just listening to it live, you can tell all your buddies to go and listen to all of our shows get recorded. You can go to Block Talk Radio, Hump Day with Harrell, and you can look at them there, or you can go right to the Facebook page, Hump Day with Harrell. If you haven't gone and liked our page, go give it a like. We're trying to get a bunch of likes, and man, we are over 10,000 all-time listeners now. We had 10,015 or something. Man, give it up for that, huh? I mean, that's a feat right there. You know, we don't get that every day, but we got 10,000 all-time listeners. You know what I mean? So let's just give it up for the Hump Day with Harrell Show. There you go.
That's
yeah.
The studio audience there. That's the studio audience right there. The studio
That's
audience
right.
is pretty,
crazy.
Pretty big tonight. Crazy.
I can't
crazy.
Even shut them up.
Yeah, well, no. Hey, you know, I should we should give a plug, Harrell. We should give a plug to the KPX boys sent out a survey. I think it's on Facebook, right, on the link and stuff. And
Yeah.
They're one of our sponsors on the Harrell Show. People that are KPX racers, man, go fill out that survey, you know. Help make racing better for next year by filling out that survey. Those guys, you know, the boys that run KPX, they listen to those surveys big time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, they do. You guys out there that are voting on these surveys, like where you want to go, you know, which tracks, those are the tracks you're going to go to. You know, it's not like you're going to pick five tracks and they're going to pick five other tracks. So whatever tracks you pick, that's the ones you guys are going to. As long as the track's
right.
down. You know what I mean? So
right. So
there's, you know, still some red tape and stuff. But all in all, what you will say goes over there. That's what makes the KPX such a unique outfit. It really does.
Right. Same thing goes with the classes, right? Like the weights and the masters and the age, all that stuff, man. That's all a result of the boys over there listening to what people want. You know what I mean? Like
right,
they want
right.
an over 40 class?
Right.
Bam, done. Okay. World formula, not enough world formulas out there. Okay, you know, let's make some adjustments, right, to keep the pace up, right, keep the weekend moving. I mean,
right.
Honestly,
right.
I think it's the best run show that we've been to. We've done some races up in the Northwest, and I like those folks up there. But man, they got nothing on the organization that we got down here, and it's because they listen to the racers and what they want, and you can
right.
see that reflected
right.
in how the rules change from year to year. So, man, get out there on the Facebook. There's a link right there in their post, and fill out the survey. Get that survey turned in.
Right, right. Awesome. And I know that all the voting for most of the clubs and stuff are like, you know, driver of the year and all that kind of stuff has to be in real soon too. It might even be over the deadline. I don't know. It might be deadlined out. I'm not sure. But
did you
I know
put
that
in
I got one vote.
Prettiest racer? Is that what you got, prettiest
no,
racer?
I got voted for – driver of the year is what Steven Iser voted for me. They voted
oh,
for
driver
me.
Of the year. Got it.
Yeah. So.
I thought it was prettiest man on the grid. No, it wasn't that. It was
no,
driver
that's
of the
Steve
year.
Kemp. That's Steve Kemp. He gets
Steve
that
Kemp.
Every year.
Steve Kemp.
Yep.
Prettiest driver on the
for.
Grid.
Yep.
Wow. Is that a write-in? I mean, you do a write-in on that deal?
Yeah, yeah. It's not on there. You got to write it on your ballot.
Oh, okay. 10-4. I'm with you. I'm with you.
But, all right,
nice.
Man. Well,
nice.
Man, we're going to get out of here. We're going to call it an early night tonight. Fecko's leaving again. He's going on vacation. He won't be with us. Probably Wednesday he'll be with us, but then
we'll set up Wednesday for sure. And then, yeah, it's not like I'm out of touch. I'll be up in Seattle. Maybe I'll find some boys up there to talk to, you know. Like
right.
I talked to
That'd
Derek
awesome.
Biddle, man. That was cool. We talked to Derek and – now some
right.
of the schedules are out for IKF Region 6 schedule is out for next year, man. They got the schedules all
right.
done already, just like KPX. And so that's going to be cool. You know, we'll find some boys up there to talk to. And Yeah, man. This Wednesday will be good, and then hopefully we'll get a – if we can find a pit reporter, tell your friends, get a pit reporter. Super Nats, man. Maybe we'll do something special if we can find somebody to talk to some folks, right?
That's right. We'll do a Saturday night or Saturday evening, rip through the pits and have someone down there interviewing. We'll be on this end. You'll be on that end. It'll be fun. So anybody wants to get on the show and be our roaming reporter, let us know, man. We need somebody. All right? We need somebody. So give us a call.
Pay is good. The pay is real good. I mean, I'm telling you, the pay is phenomenal.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't pay very good and it's not a lot of fun, but come on down.
You get to be
Summer.
A nobody with these two somebody.
Right.
Right?
That's right. I mean, geez, at least you get to be a nobody on a radio show. I mean, come on, people.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, God.
But, all right.
All right,
well, man, I got to tell you, you know, tonight I just do, Harrell's Two Cents. And tonight I'm feeling just I'm not really feeling anything because it's a Super Nats, man, and I'm just going to keep it to myself, all right? Sometimes you just got to keep it to yourself. You don't let all the cat out of the bag. You just keep it to yourself, and you run what you run. So this week, my advice is keep it to yourself and haul ass, just like Steven the Stud Eisert. And I said, what are you doing when you're not racing? He says, whatever I'm doing, I'm going fast, Harrell. I love that about him. So you guys all have a good rest of your week. We will see you Wednesday, hump day. We will get through it together. And, man, I can't say enough about all you listeners. Thank you guys so much. Our ratings are through the roof. Andy Fecko has just done an amazing job as producing our show. And I'll tell you, like I say, it's big. We got 10,015 all-time listeners. So, I mean, man, that's huge. That's big. I remember when I was pushing for 1,000, you know, and it wasn't that long ago. So you guys are really doing your job out there by keeping it full. Tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're Hump Day with Harrell. That's Andy Fecko. I am Harrell, and this is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You.